Time to talk some technology and maybe be a part of an intervention with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. You've been spending your weekends trying to work out the difference between tiles and AirTags. I think on behalf of everybody from the Hunter Valley, I say thank you for all that you do, but, mate, surely you've got other stuff in your life.
Look, I mean, it didn't consume my entire weekend, but it was almost the highlight to be
Oh, now that is a little sad.
It was, but what I did was I took a pair of keys and I attached the Apple AirTag and the Tile product, which has been around for a little while now, and I went to the local park and just tossed them in the bush, came home, marked my keys as lost to find out how long it would take for an AirTag or a Tile to be discovered by the community.
Oh, okay, as opposed to relocating it yourself. Actually, this I'll take all of this back. It does sound very interesting. So which arrived back first?
So the AirTag was found within around 20 minutes, while the Tile took about an hour and a half to be found the first time. And then it was interesting. I went back to the park, collected my keys, went to a grocery store and hid it behind some food and then left. Marked the keys as lost to see how long it would take to be found if I'd lost my keys in a grocery store. And the notification for that happened within the first probably 5 minutes. I didn't even get to drive out of the car park before an Apple user would have walked past the AirTag and discovered them. So huge benefits there. And it really tells you that when so many people have iPhones, the AirTag is easier to be discovered than a Tile, because realistically, you need to be a Tile customer to also discover other Tiles.
If you keep this up, will you get a message from them saying, listen, we think you've got some other issues, you keep losing your keys?
I don't think so. I mean, what was more interesting was that I didn't go back to the grocery store till the next day because I just didn't have time. And I kept getting notified every time somebody with an iPhone or even somebody with a Tile app would walk past it. So that was interesting to see just how often it was being discovered. But then when I did go back to the grocery store the next day and you open up your phone and you can ring your keys and you can actually make it, you know, make sound as you're walking towards it, what I noticed was the Tile was significantly louder than the AirTag, and I could hear that far louder and much earlier in terms of distance than I could with the AirTag. Because, look, if you actually don't know exactly where it is, you are relying on a bit of sound and hotter, colder notifications from the phone as well.
Which is a fun kind of game in and of itself. So how does the AirTag actually work? I don't think I've ever seen a notification on my phone that anybody's lost anything near me.
No, so the good thing is with both of these products, if you actually lose them and you mark them as lost, it notifies the service, but no one around you actually gets notified that they're looking for your keys or that they've even found them. It's completely silent. So if you have an iPhone and you use the Find My service, maybe to find my iPhone, find my iPad, or anything else, just by having that on your phone, you're actually quietly looking for everybody else's lost items without you knowing about it. So your phone is just always on. If you were to walk past or within range of that product, it's detected, that message is silently sent to the actual owner to say that they've been discovered. So no notification for the person walking past it.
That's Batman level of manipulation of the community. I think that's incredible.
It is, but it's actually incredibly handy because, to be honest, if you did know that my car keys or my wallet was right next to you, maybe you would pick it up or maybe you would do something with it. But by doing it silently means that it can stay hidden. It can stay, you know, if it's underneath a couch, if it's behind some groceries at a grocery store, only you end up knowing about that. So it means that you won't actually have them go missing by the time you get there.
How close do you need to be near the AirTag or the Tile for this facility to work?
Honestly, not very close at all. Within 20-odd metres or within Bluetooth range is enough for either device.
That's impressive. We have spoken about this sort of technology for animals before, haven't we?
We have spoken about this for animals. And with animals, you usually would put a SIM card on the device where it's actually connected to the mobile network because, you know, realistically, you may not get close to a dog before they're detected. So you use GPS to actually track pets instead, which is a different technology.
Well, it's technology that should be invested around the Hunter Valley for a whole number of different reasons. Now, what exciting things do you have planned on losing this weekend, mate?
Look, hopefully I won't be losing another thing. I've now got them back home. It was funny because we had rain on the day as well, so they all got wet. So I can tell they still work after getting a bit of rain on them as well.
Yeah.
I don't plan on losing anything else, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, mate. But we like talking about it whenever we get the opportunity when we talk technology every Wednesday. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.